Willie Wilson joins us on WGN Radio. Willie, welcome to the show.
Okay. Thank you for having us here today.
You and I have not met before. It's I know you or of you, but thanks for coming in and saying hi.
Okay. Well, I get a chance to meet a new friend.
How many times have you run for office?
Well, last time for mayor, and I ran for president of the United States, and now this one here.
You didn't win on the president one, right?
Well, I won because I help a lot of people. I learned more need of the people around the United States.
Right. You don't need to win the election to win. You're still helping people.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Well, before we get to this thing about the Chicago police, I know you've talked about this a lot with a lot of people, but just humor me, because the first time we reached out to you about a week ago was after at your church they were handing out those tax rebate checks or those property tax abatement checks. Tell me a little bit about what happened there that day.
Well, look, the last 3 or 4 years, we've been doing this every year, all right? We had checks. We ran out of checks. People came in from off the street, like 500 to 700 people. A lot of those people didn't even have IDs or anything like that, and we don't ask those questions. We give money away around the country. You know, and this instant right here, they came in, people from out of shelter, and we gave away my own money, all right? We ran out of the people we had. Help. It was about 2,000 people.
But the idea was to alleviate people's property taxes or no?
Yes, it was. It was. But we also did that. But there was other people here coming in that didn't have property.
But you would still give them some money if you could.
No, we gave them money.
I said you would. You did give them money if you could.
Yes, yes.
So it was for property people with property taxes, but it was maybe for just people who could have also used some help that day.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah. And you've been doing this for a few years. How much money did you give out this year?
Oh, well, we're total $300,000. Over $200,000 was committed. A lot of people didn't get their check. But what happened is that we're going to also be doing one this particular Wednesday.
You're going to do it again?
Yes, because we had a young lady that said, what about the white? We didn't see them there. And I said, you know what?
What about the white? The white people?
Yeah. No. Uh-huh. Send me an email. Said, I don't see any white. You're helping the blacks and the rest of them, but what about the white? So I said, you know what? You got a good point there. So I said, then give me 100 and some Caucasian this Wednesday, and I'll donate for my Willie Wilson Foundation $500 a piece for 100. I added to it another 100 as well, and also Latinos and Asian. Then I also added another 100 for African Americans, so that'll be about 300 people. This coming Wednesday, about another $150,000.
Where are you going to do that?
Maria Papich at 10 o'clock.
At Maria Papich's office?
That's correct. Uh-huh.
How do you determine the need of the individuals? What if I got in line? I don't need the money or, you know, there's people that need the money a lot more than me. How do you determine the need and who gets what?
Well, we haven't done that. You know, like if I know you're hungry and you're hungry, for example, in Katrina, way back in Katrina, I took $650,000 down there and gave it to the people. They didn't have any kind of ID. I just take your word for it. That's what we do.
I know you've been a successful businessman, but where are you getting all of this money?
I make a living. I have a company that does a living over $60 million a year in sales. I give pretty much 99% of that money away.
What does the company do?
It's medical supplies, international. We ship product around the world.
What's the name of the company?
Omark Medical Supply, OMAR.
So you have this money from your private resources. Governor Rauner, though, gave you $100,000, right?
Yes, he did. For that particular incident, yes, he did.
Why did he do that? Was there an expectation, like, I want the money to do this or go to these people? What was his reason?
Well, he gave it for property tax, and we use it just for that.
For the property tax?
Yeah, we use it just for that.
And so how do you determine, though? Like, would people come in with a mortgage or a bank note or something like that? How does he or do you know that the money he gave actually went to help people with their property taxes?
Because I had money of my own and checks. We had called in prior to it. We got the identification and the whole nine yards. So when they got there, we had all those checks there.
So you had a property ID number or something that tracked it?
A whole nine yards.
I noticed it because I saw the video and people were like in line and you were handing out what looked like pre-written checks. Is that right?
That's right. We pre-written all those checks over, you know, 1,500 or some odd checks, whatever it may be.
Well, then did it hurt your feelings a little bit when afterwards Governor Rauner said that he thought it was outrageous that you would be giving some of that money out that way?
Well, here's my thought on that. If Governor Ryan wanted me to give his money back, just ask me. I'll write a check and give it back to him. Just that simple, you know. I'm not going to turn down somebody that is hungry, somebody being sitting on the street, you know, because of somebody else may say what it looked like. If I had just started doing it, it'd been something different. But we've been doing this for 25, 35 years.
Mr. Wilson, are you saying that the governor gave you the money specifically for that event on that Sunday to hand out?
No. Okay, he gave me checks. He gave me a check, and I took and wrote a check. His money was earmarked to give to the people. All right? I also had checks in there, my own checks. But when we ran out of the money, about approximately 2,000 people started coming in from out the street.
The voice you're hearing is my newsman, Steve Bertrand. But, Steve, what is your point then?
Well, I just wanted to clarify that because it's interesting to me if the governor had given the money to be handed out at the church where he had been visiting or if he had given that money as a broader contribution to the program and not specifically for that day.
No, that was for that day. We had done it. The governor also gave me some money early the part of the year for the same thing. We had done this here six months ago, and then we did it last year too. Then we was down at the treasurer office, and the people was there. I gave $150,000 there. I mean, what the problem is?
Well, the problem is optics.
Well, okay, but if somebody hungry, different situation, right?
No, I know that, but let me just speak specifically to that. What it looks like, if you are a cynic, and you're not, is that you're running for mayor, right?
Yes, I am.
Well, there you are. As you're asking for people to vote for you, you're giving them a check.
That's not true. I didn't ask for people to vote for me.
You are, in general, asking people to vote for you.
No. I would never ask a person to vote for me that I give money for. We never ask anybody for ID or anything like that.
So, right. They're in Chicago. Maybe they couldn't even vote for you if they wanted, right?
Well, look, we gave people money. We gave money in Houston. We gave money in California, Washington, D.C., the whole nine yards.
Well, then what was the governor's problem with this then?
I don't know. Like I said, the governor wanted his money back. If he can call me today, I'll write a check and give it back to him. But
have you made that offer before to him?
I've mentioned it several times on different radio and TV stations.
He hasn't called yet, huh?
Well, you know, the governor and I have a business working relationship that we talk. I'm appreciative for him giving me the dollar to help the people. I don't take none of that money. I give it to the people. If JB today, running for governor, gave me $100,000 or $200,000, I'll take the money from my foundation. I'll give it away. If you gave me some money right now, I'll do the same thing. But see, it's a different when you're hungry, all right? I give away about $300,000 to people on the street every year, the last 15, 20-some years. I give away over $1 million a year to churches for outreach programs. That people can't get out of their house in a wheelchair. Now, if I had just started, I can see it. But look, I have a documented record, commercial, everything back to 15, 25, 30 years ago, including the Wall Street Journal back in 1995. Look, they documented there.
I won't dwell on it anymore. And I like your attitude about this. I say, to hell with the optics. If people are hungry and I can give it to them, let's give it to them.
Absolutely. Thank you.
But I just want to just say one more thing about that story. It looks like if Rauner was at least going to use you to get to people on the South Side, this would be a way to do that. Does that bother you if, in fact, that's his motive? I mean, why is he giving you $100,000? Well, maybe because it'll make him look good among some voters on the South or West Side.
Well, so you have to ask him that. My motive is one thing. Help the person who's sleeping out on the street. Help the person with food. Whatever anybody's motive may be, my motive is to give to people.
What were you going to say, Steve Bertrand?
I have a question on a different story, John.
Yes, do I. So go ahead, Steve.
Mr. Wilson, Domothy Pongo here in the WGN newsroom talked to the Reverend Gregory Livingston just a few minutes ago about the planned protest on Lakeshore Drive coming up, I think it's on Thursday. Yeah. And Reverend Livingston tells WGN Radio that you are planning to bail out anyone who's arrested. I just wonder if that is your plans and what your thoughts are on that statement.
Well, if Reverend Livingston, I say this, if Reverend Livingston himself, and I think T.O. Hardiker, all right, and a few people I know, I didn't say bail everybody. It might be 1,000 people get arrested, all right? But I will certainly bail him out because, you know, he usually worked for my campaign last time, all right? I will also Tia Hardik and a few more people that I know going to participate in that situation. I think that they're making a case. I think that this mayor today didn't bother Father Flager when he closed down the Dan Ryan Expressway. Now, let's see if they're going to bother these guys here.
Well, they worked. Flager worked with the administration, and I think the organizers Thursday say they're not. In fact, they are eager to face arrest. And so you've told the leadership that you will bail them out if they're arrested.
I will certainly bail out Reverend Livingston, Tia Hardika, and a few more people that I personally know.
But there's no blanket bailout. Don't worry. Willie Wilson's got your back. You are not. There's a miscommunication here. We just want to make sure we're clear.
Okay, well, to be clear, just here. I have not made a commitment I'm going to bail everybody out. I have not made that commitment.
You heard it here.
I have made the commitment that I will bail out Teal Harlequin, Glad Livingston, and a couple more people.
What do you make of that tactic, though, shutting down Lakeshore Drive during Lollapalooza on its way to a Cubs game at Clark and Addison?
Well, I think it's freedom of speech. Just like they've closed down the Dan Ryan. Somebody, that's not as dangerous that as opposed to somebody would have got hit by a car in Dan Ryan's Expressway. But I think that now, let's see what the mayor is going to take and do. I think all citizens should have the right to protest, as long as it's peaceful.
What do you make, and let's answer this question after I take a quick break. But so now there's this conversation about whether or not police officers should have to document every time they unholster their weapon and point it at somebody. I wonder what your thought about that is. Willie Wilson's in our studio. This is WGN. Willie Wilson is running for mayor in the city of Chicago again. You think you're going to win?
No, I don't think I know I'm going to win.
I wonder, though, really. I mean, you've been successful, and you can impact lives without being mayor. You obviously are. That's why we called you in. You give a lot of money away. You're involved in a lot of causes. Why run for mayor all the time?
Well, because the mayor have more money in terms of fair and equitable contracts that can help a whole lot of more people. The city of Chicago got billions in contracts and things of that nature and job. You can do a whole lot more that way, and I'm running to make the difference for all people.
Speaking of steering contracts in the city, do you like the look of the Obama Center as it is currently designed, and what's your thought about that?
Well, I think that they have to get in tune with the neighborhood. You know, that's why all the stuff is going on right now, equality and job and contracts. Unless the neighborhood want it, you know, I don't want it if the neighborhood don't want it. If the neighborhood want it, I want it.
I get the feeling the neighborhood wants it. They want jobs. They want a certain percentage of the jobs and the construction to go to minority-owned businesses.
That's absolutely right. I like the idea of a library because it brings job and money. But let's do it the right way. That's all I'm saying. You know, I'm pro-business, but I'm also very, very pro-community.
This texter writes, John, can you please get his thoughts on decriminalization of marijuana?
Oh, I say use it. Let it make it free and tax it and pay some of the school teacher pensions and things like that.
Don't make it free. Make people pay for it, but make them pay a tax when they purchase it.
When they do it right. Because right now it's unbalanced. Like you in certain neighborhoods, you get arrested for it. In other neighborhoods, you don't.
Should police document every time they point guns at people?
Absolutely right. You shouldn't draw your gun unless you're going to use it. You know, I do know the neighborhoods in a certain part of Chicago, you know, people come in, pull guns. I mean, you get people getting shot, you know, going to the house to stop a disturbance, you know. You got people on the street walking and they just get arrested. They ain't have no guns. A lot of people just get shot and killed. The poor, mostly poor, you know, and they end up for what? Why you don't get so many people on the west side, Englewood, London, get shot and killed, but on Lakeshore Drive, you never hears it. Why you gonna have all pretty much white police in the black community get out, but not in the white community? I think fairness is the key and help create drop down some of this crime that you have. You know,
Lisa Madigan and the mayor are sort of going back and forth on this even today. This consent decree and what it will and won't require from the police department, and the police officers, the unions say that if an officer is in his mind, got a reason to not use his weapon when he should. He's putting himself in harm, and he's putting the people he's there to protect in harm's way. If he's thinking, oh, gee, am I going to get in trouble if I do this? Am I going to have to fill out paperwork just for unholstering my weapon and pointing at somebody? I haven't fired it. I'm not going to use it irresponsibly. Why are we putting that sort of mental roadblock in their head?
Well, I think you got to look at the past, look at the history. So many people out here of color go to jail, get shot, get killed, and everything. Over in certain other areas, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
All right? You got to balance this whole thing off. All right? So that's what you have to take to do. And there are other things, too. The police department needs to be integrated more so. You should have African-American, white in the same cars, you know, and Latinas and other. Mix it up. You should have four superintendent. Bad to set it up in four different sections so that they can better get with the people and work it right way, you know?
Willie, we're out of time. Are you going to march on Lakeshore Drive?
I haven't been asked, you know, but I just stand by. I have not been asked.
I understand that you're going to bail yourself out if you are arrested.
Well, I don't know. If I have to bail myself out, they may not take my money.
Well, it's good to see you. We appreciate you sort of clarifying some of these points for us that have been in the news the last few days. Thanks for coming into our studio.
Hey, thank you. Do invite me back.
And good luck on the campaign.
All right.
It's 229. Steve's got more news. That's next on WGN.